Marty, good afternoon. How were things an hour or so ago in your neck of the woods?
It was raining like mad, and my yard people were here out there mowing just as though the sun was shining. So I don't know. People do what they have to do, I guess.
That's right. Only so many hours in the day, but that's good. It doesn't seem like it looked, Marty, worse than it delivered, and we have nothing. None of us are going to complain after June 25th if that was the case. I know the county is trying and has extended deadlines now into the month of September, trying to get everything cleaned up. Do we have enough money? Did we find enough resources to continue this project moving forward?
Well, we have put additional money in, and we are at our next council meeting. We will be discussing more money to go into that rescue plan for trying to assist all of the people who really desperately need the county to come help them out, because these huge piles of limbs and trunks of the trees and just everything, it's really more than individual people can do. So, but one of the things that we are also going to be doing is putting more money, appropriating it in the rainy day fund for a million in supplies category, $1 million in services category, and $1 million in the capital category, so that we can use that for emergencies. Now, that doesn't mean all of that's going to be used on this emergency. It is just for us to be prepared so that if we should have another emergency, they don't have to wait to go through all of the hoops to try to get the dollars ready for them. But emergency management specifically for this particular emergency is also coming forward and asking for an additional $600,000. So I don't have the total of what it might be before we're through, but certainly it looks like it's getting pretty close to that $1 million to me. I mean, because I think the last one was $250,000.
That's what I remember, yes.
Written down. But at any rate, it's a great deal of money, and people do not like to work for free. I mean, you know, this is, if you contract with someone and you're going to pay them either by the hour or by the ton or however you're doing it, they deserve to be paid, and we have to make sure that we have the dollars ready there. And so that's what we're all working toward. But, you know, we've got a lot on our plate. One of the things, and we're talking about rather large money, is the money for the fire truck that we are working with the town of Ellisville with a memorandum of understanding. And that fire truck, it's a ladder truck, and it's to replace the ladder truck that the county bought for the Ellisville Fire Department about 20-some years ago. And that's a price tag on that is right at $2.5 million for one truck. So this is not a small expenditure, and it's all coming out of that West Side TIF money. And what is really actually legally, I think it's called the Richland Township TIF, but at any rate, that's where the money is going to come from, and they are going to be paying for it out of that fund, because the Ellisville Fire Department is the main provider of services for the West Side TIF, and they need that larger equipment to handle all of that. But they have actually, that fire truck's ladder's been used in many other places as well. So we hope that it sits there and we never need it. Wouldn't that be nice? Because one does not want to think about the dangers of fire. So but in the particular this particular engine, it takes it's scheduled for a 3-year delivery. It takes a long time to get that equipment in. So
yeah, they don't have them sitting in the showroom, Marty.
No. That it is certainly that's not the case. The other thing we're working with, I mean, the county worked with Ellisville, but we're also working with Bean Blossom because they have requested the county to assist them in their trying to move forward to decide whether or not to join with the Monroe Fire Protection District. Now, that doesn't mean that the county is saying one way or the other, because it will be up to the citizens of Bean Blossom to decide whether or not they want to have this. And one of the things that will be important for them to do is to know what kind of a financial effect that will be. And I heard the township trustee speak at the county commissioners meeting this morning, the trustee from Bean Blossom, saying that they already have, they're working with, I think he said, Baker Tilly, putting those numbers together. So the people in Bean Blossom, remember, it's not just the people in town Steinsville, it's the entire township of Bean Blossom. So their decision really will be, do we go with Monroe Fire Protection District, or do we work with the Ellisville Fire Department? And they'll probably look at the pros and cons of both ways and what's best for them. But it will be their decision. It won't be anyone else's decision as to what to do in their own township. So, and you know, we've done this throughout the county.
I was going to mention we have plenty of experience doing this, correct?
Right, right. Now, of course, what you have in Bean Blossom, because they have a higher tax rate having to do with our school system, because our school tax rate is so much higher, it might be more difficult there. We'll find out, because it certainly will be their choice and not ours. But I know that there was also a lot of interest in where are we going to put a gas station? And if you followed along in the news, you know that there was some mention of a gas station in one place, and there's another mention of another gas station. And so this morning at the county commissioners meeting, they did work with the gas station, and it's just for what they're working on is a rezoning of property, and the property that they agreed to rezone on this morning was the one at Hard Street and Kirby Road. So it's like right at that intersection with Hard Street, and then when it comes across 48, then you're at Kirby Road. And it's that piece of property that just aligns right there in that intersection. And so what they did agree to, the people who wanted the rezone, they agreed to exclude boat storage and other kinds of storage, as well as adult business-oriented business,
sure,
and some other things as well. And one of the things that County Commissioner Thomas said was that she appreciated the fact that they would agree not to put those things in, because she looked at that as being one of the main entrances coming into Monroe County, and she was interested, of course, in making that as welcoming as possible. And I would just want to remind folks that that's what Ellisville says when they see the main entrance coming in toward Ellisville, why there are those in the Ellisville area that's concerned that they are not real interested in having that jail project right coming into the area toward Ellisville. But having to do with that and the whole jail process, the county council will be meeting on the 16th at 10 o'clock in the morning to go through some of the jail project discussions, and part of which will no doubt be how are we going to pay for the project. And so there needs to be a work session just with the county council so that we can go over all of this together and we don't feel like we have to work it in with other meetings, so we can really concentrate just on that because it is of major importance. Now, what it does conflict with, however, is that's exactly the same date and time that's already set up for our long-term finance meeting. So how are we going to do both of those at once? Will we do the jail first, and then those of us who are on the long-term finance just hang in there and finish this up, or what? I'll just work, listen to see what.
Well, clock in to get your overtime, Marty. Don't forget about that.
Oh, I know. This quarter of an hour that I make is just going to build up. We just really don't know.
Maybe you can get an extra vacation day from HR out of the deal.
Well, let me tell you also, and I know that there are some people very interested in hearing about this, and that has to do with the election board meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Is that for vote centers, Marty? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I don't really know what all's on their agenda, but I know that there's interest in whether or not they are going to address the challenge that the Democrat Party made having to do with the Republican person, Randy Cassidy, who is running for that county commissioner slot, which is the opponent would be Julie Thomas. And so there was some debate about where he lived and when did he live there and when did he move there. And so and that will all be decided later. I mean, you know, I'm not Mr. Cassidy, I'm not the Democrat or the Republican Party speaking here with you. I'm just saying this is what's on the table that many people have in mind. Now, it appears that the election board they would have the power to dismiss it altogether, or they could have the power to start forward with an investigation. But it appears that they really wouldn't have the power to declare whether or not that was a valid concern. So that will be very interesting.
That's 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 p.m. tomorrow at that meeting, if you're scoring at home. And the members of the election board, just so people are aware of who's hearing all this, is Monroe County's elected clerk, Democrat Nicole Brown, John Fernandez, the Democratic Party's appointee, and Judith Benkert, the judge, the Republican Party's appointee. So there you go.
Right, and this was the challenge was brought forward by David Henry, who will be one of the new council members because they had no of the Democrats. The three Democrats had no opposition from the Republican Party for those three slots. So, for certain, for whatever reason, unless something else would happen, some other movement would be made. It certainly appears that David Henry will be one of the new county council members for next year. So you see how interesting all of this gets.
Well, that's why we talk to you every Wednesday, Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman, joins us. Well, are we going to do anything about the voting centers? Have you heard anything about that as well? Is that something?
I think that would be real interesting to see what the outcome is on that and see how they vote on it. I know they've been having a lot of meetings, but I've got to tell you, it was one of those things like, well, they're going to do what they're going to do. You know, you only have so many hours in the day to get all of
sure.
This.
I didn't know Monroe County was only one of 28 counties in the state to do polling locations for specific precincts instead of voting center. That's interesting. That is interesting.
Right. But, you know, we do a lot of things that is quite different.
Sure.
We're only one of a very, very small number of counties that still have the needle program. I mean, you see what I'm saying? We yep. are just different. We do a lot of things that are quite different. I mean, right now, it appears that we are the only county left out there that's being sued by the state.
I was going to ask you about that, right?
Right. Well, of course, I have to be cautious what I say because I don't want them to run suing me next. However, what I will say is that when they were going to sue the county or whatever, something up in East Chicago, then that was, they changed some of the wording that the East Chicago was using. East Chicago changed it, and so therefore that lawsuit did not go through. They pulled that back, but they still have a lawsuit in place against Monroe County because for whatever reason, they do not believe that we are complying with what the state had told the Attorney General to do. All of that is quite interesting, and I don't have a vote on any of that, so we'll all just sit back and wait to see what happens. But as far as I wanted to make sure that we talked about that debris removal,
yes,
and perhaps you have already done that, and have discussed that in public about when all the time frames will be. But with the new dates, they were put out on July 26th. And so right now, it looks as if they might have, they were scheduled now to be started for pickup in Van Buren Township from July 31 to August 7th. And then in Clear Creek, they'll go to Clear Creek next after going to Van Buren. And that's supposed to be pickup time. Now, don't wait till pickup time to put it out there, because you don't know for sure what time of the day they'll
right.
be there, or even what day. That's between the 7th and the 14th of August. And then Richland Township and Bloomington Township is combined for time for pickup, and can have it to the curbside by August 13th, and pickup dates from the 14th through the 21st. Now, remember, we are talking about those areas that are outside of the city, because the city has their own pickup, and working with that, and the town of Ellisville does as well. So this is just out here in the township areas. Salt Creek and Polk are the last two to be picked up. Salt Creek is supposed to be picked up on the starting between 21st and the 28th, and Polk between the 28th and the 4th. But they've also said each time it may be taking them a great deal longer than what they thought. And so if you add another week on for Van Buren, another week on top of that for Clear Creek, so then that puts you 2 weeks behind, another, you know, week or so behind in Richland. So I really would say we all have going to have to take a patient pill, and I, for one, am not going to be real happy about having to do that, but I'm grateful that...
well, it's still free, Marty, right? That's important.
It's a huge, huge stack next to the drive, or next to the drainage ditch. Now, it's not in the drainage ditch, so hopefully we won't have a lot of backup of water in that particular area, and they put it back far enough that it should be okay. But of course, I've got a lot of friends who are trying to dispose of theirs separately because they know that the yard will all have to be reseeded probably, or at least that's what they're telling me. So whatever, at least the tree has been cut up and it's down there, and I can quit worrying about that part.
That's so right. And everybody, yes, needs to be. I think everybody are, for the most part, would have their stuff down by the curb already, because it's been over a month since the storm has hit. So I would hope
right.
we would be ready for it, but we just have to be ready to have it picked up, and that's going to happen. They're not going to stick a bill in your mailbox after they pick it up either. So I know we're paying for it in other ways, but it's not on top of other things. Correct.
Right. Well, so far we're taking it out of different pots of money that we have, and I really think that it should, as much as possible, it should be coming out of that ARPA money, because, and the reason why I say this is because the city has their own ARPA money, that America Rescue Plan Act, and so they could use their own pot of money for what they're doing, and Ellisville could do the same, because we're not planning, the county is not using the dollars that were right so far. We're talking about using the dollars out of that rescue Plan Act. And then that would, because we're only picking up for those people who do not live in the city limits. See, so I think
there
it's
is a difference,
only
right?
fair that we take it out of that separate pot of money in this particular thing. Now, that's not the same thing as if it was an overall reason why we need this $1 million in each of those separate things for emergencies, because there could be some emergency that would affect everyone and we should all share equally in the cost of it. But there you go. Anyway, the other thing that the county, and I want to make sure people are aware of this because everybody's been asking me about it, having to do with what happened when we had the cyber attack and all of the things that's happened with county government because of that. And we are, there's special training courses now that are going to be set up. It's set up so that we can go online today, and it must be completed no later than August 30th. For everyone who uses county computers, to make sure that we are as knowledgeable as we can be to avoid anything like this happening again. And let me tell you, we are told over and over again, it's happening throughout the state. So many different counties are having these problems, and we are warned that if we get email from another county, maybe we're accustomed to working with that other county, but we have to look at it very carefully before you start opening up any attachments or anything, because it could very well be that someone's got into this whole thing. This is not it's not an easy thing to get
sure,
rid of.
Sure, and I hope the county as a whole has somebody in charge of security overall that can help out with that as well. And yes, we need to know, everybody needs to know, whether it's your own personal computer or work computer, things you should or should not open. Yes, that will not hurt at all being freshened on those details.
I'm trying to remember if I'm looking through my list. Have I missed anything that you thought we should be talking about?
I don't think so. I think we have it all covered. We had plenty to cover today. That's why Marty Hawk joins us every week, because we just can't, you know, everyone's, oh, annexation,
annexation. And let me tell you the reason why this is so important. First of all, for everybody who was supporting the group that had hired attorneys to represent them in court and so forth, those people all need to step up to make sure that they have paid that attorney, because, you know, people don't, as I said earlier, having to do with people picking up the yard waste, people don't and cannot work for free. And so
should not be required to work for free.
And that those folks are looking to others to say, if you supported this, let's get on board and figure out how this is going to happen and so forth. And, of course, we don't really know the outcome as yet. We're still waiting, unless that happened in the last half hour, which is not unusual. Sometimes this happens with the afternoon. But the reason why it's so important, all of these different did we talk about the housing project? I think we did. Yes? No? Did we talk about the housing project?
Which one?
Okay. There's the housing project south of town where they had already been denied.
Yes, 139 homes. No, we have not spoken about that, but they're going back.
They're coming back, and they're asking, and they're changing the plan just a bit, but they're coming back and trying to redo it again.
Okay.
It was rejected before, and now they're coming back to ask for it. And I think they're going to be getting more support.
Well, I hope so, because they wouldn't bring it back to just to re-present it with nothing changed, correct?
Right. But what I'm very curious about is if they have already had any kind of approval for the sewer system. That, I mean, I did
That's
try
the
to
key,
find that
isn't
out
it?
Today. One would certainly think so. But if you can see, I mean, there's some of these triplexes that you know, it would be very interesting. And certainly some of these units, they're hoping to have those price tag that would start around $250,000. And then the larger homes that would be outside and around there would be about $500,000. It's called the Trails at Robertson Farm. And so here's the situation. After they had been denied, because a lot of the neighbors and so forth was not happy about it, let's remember that it's not been that long ago that the county wanted to put in place a subdivision, much smaller, I know, but it was still going to be very near this location with a lot of close quarter properties being built. So
density,
they
baby,
were denied,
density.
But,
yeah.
Right. And they were denied the opportunity to do that because the city would not allow them to hook on to sewer. However, it appears that since the county commissioners had already indicated their support for that project, it would be, I would think, difficult for them to say no to this project while they're coming back and trying to make it more as had been suggested we need to do. There's still some people still saying, let's keep Victor Pike rule or keep it most any place rule. If nobody really wants new things going in, once they get their house out there in the county, they don't want somebody moving in next to them. It really is human nature. But indeed, we have to welcome wherever it is appropriate to have workforce development homes, because if we don't have a place for people to actually be able to live, then what we're doing every time we create jobs is we're creating the requirement that people are going to have to drive in and out of this county, and every time they leave this county, they're taking that
tax
money
dollars
with
them. That's right.
Home.